It is another fabulous show. Ready? WTB and Kate, let's get it going. Welcome to the lounge.
Welcome to the lounge.
We are your host.
I'm Buddy.
And I'm Crease.
This is What the Buddy and Crease.
Yes, and for all of you that are listening on the podcast platforms, we're in the lounge officially.
That's right. We're officially in the Matrix.
We are in the Matrix. The red pill or the blue pill, sir?
Yeah, whichever one. I don't remember which one was which now. It's been a while.
Oh, well, once we get rolling and through everything, then that's what we'll determine which color we're going with.
Gotcha.
All right. Exciting. Today we're starting a new series.
Yes, right. We're going to start a new series on...
Cults. And...
That's BPC. Alternative Religious Choices.
Cults.
Okay, we'll just call it cults. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But, you know, you bring up a good point because it does bring up the validity to what is a cult.
Right.
What is a true definition of a cult?
That's right.
So it's a gathering of people of common beliefs.
Yes.
So really,
it's
all
it's,
religious organizations, any type of organizations could technically be a And I'm going to throw up air quotes. Ready? Air quotes.
Cult. Yeah.
Could be classified as a cult.
Correct.
That term is not...
Well,
it fits everything.
The negative connotation to the word cult has evolved, you know, for many hundreds of thousands of years now. To be something negative.
Yes.
You know, a cult is not necessarily a bad thing. However, there have been some cults that have turned out bad.
Yes, and that's where the negativity comes
from. And that's where the cult
negative aspects of it falls into, you know. We could name several of the cults, which we're not going to today because we will actually, they're part of the series.
Yeah, there's going to be multiple religious organizations that we're going to delve into on the darker side. Of course, we're not going to tackle Catholicism. We're not going to tackle a specific
religion, religion per se.
Now, there are sects of those that have broken off that have become negative connotation cults.
We're going to be looking at we're going to be talking about organizations that are not mainstream.
Right.
Because the religious organizations you just mentioned are, I class them as mainstream.
They're mainstream. I mean, they're the big ones.
Correct. These are going to be obscure. You may have heard of them, but they're going to be obscure. They're going to be ones that we may not have heard of.
Right.
And that's why I'm happy to be talking about the first one that we
for today. Right.
Because there's some, do I dare use the term some fun with them?
Yeah, there's some.
Yeah.
They're not like some of the negative cults.
Yeah.
When
I walk into a room, if I'm a cult leader, you will bow down and kiss my feet. No,
it's not that bad.
Acted like that.
Yeah.
But was that part of the directives?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it.
I see what you're saying.
So there
are some religious groups that have broken off from the mainstream in the past that do have mandates of you will bow and you will do this the Kool-Aid.
And we'll use one, and I'll name this one because this isn't one we're necessarily going to talk about per se, but the Branch Davidians.
Right.
And David Koresh and that whole situation back in 93. With the FBI holdout, the standoff and all that.
ATF.
All the deaths.
Burned down.
That was a power and control one of the standpoint of do what I say.
Yes.
We have the windows open, so if you hear the birds, it's the birds chirping.
It's the birds chirping. You know,
it's not Mrs. Buddy.
It's not Mrs. It's Buddy. Birds. She's it's not crying for help.
you know, there are differences, but the one that we have for today.
Yes.
Tell everybody.
Correct me if I'm wrong, the Raelians.
Correct.
The followers of the prophet Rael.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to throw it at you. You know he has a second name.
He has an actual name.
He has a true
name. Rael is his alien overlord given name.
Yes. He's not lying.
Yeah.
He's telling you
the
truth. The aliens have given it to
him. It's different.
So we're gonna talk about it. The leader of this organization.
Yes.
And I'll call him leader.
The prophet.
The prophet.
Yes.
He was born in a small town in France.
Yes.
Ambert. It's like A-M-B-E-R-T.
Something like that.
He was just kid growing up in France.
Yeah.
Back in, his birthday was back in like the 40s.
He's in his 60s now? 68 or 70?
I think he's pushing his 70s.
Yeah, something so like that. Anyways, he's old. Older
he's
than us.
He's getting older, yeah. Well, just barely.
Barely, so, yeah, for sure.
As he was growing up, you know, he was kind of picked on.
Bullied. Yeah, he was kind of a scrawny kid. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, and so he's held several jobs prior to this. He was a journalist.
Yes.
He was a race car driver.
Yep.
That one makes me chuckle.
That, yeah. How do you go from a race car driver, journalist, correct, to, yes.
Correct.
Prophet.
And he said one day he was
in the woods.
In the woods, minding his own business,
yep,
doing whatever, and a spacecraft showed up.
Yeah, the quintessential,
yes,
spacecraft, yes, the dome top with the kind of elongated saucer.
But it makes me laugh because if you think about it, I don't know if you've seen it, but the movie that Marvel did with Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yes.
The second one.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
When Kurt Russell shows up.
Yeah.
That is literally what
that's
they describe
the alien
as the
spacecraft.
Aircraft with the steps that come
down. Yeah, with
down,
the steps that come
and then
down.
The alien,
yeah,
walking down.
Right,
so
right.
So I chuckle at that because it's also similar to the movie Paul.
Yes, yeah.
Again, the same spacecraft,
right,
that he's describing to a T, and I'm like...
And even if you remember, like...
He's watching too many movies.
Yeah, he's watching too
he's
many
attended
movies.
The sci-fi
like War of the Worlds,
way
they,
too much.
They, you
yes
know, they kind of describe it with the thing, even
yeah
though the alien yes was dead because it doesn't
you're
like
right
our viruses
right
or whatever.
So...
Whatever the problem was.
He's
but,
definitely
yeah
describing what mainstream media has presented
yes
to us.
As the alien, the quintessential
Hollywood
alien.
It's
yeah
the same concept.
So I mean, you
right
know,
there,
and we're not trying to poo-poo on that.
No, but that right there makes me go.
Consistency.
He's
dictates
a fan of Hollywood
he's
and
a,
the movie.
Yeah, he's a sci-fi guy.
Yes.
Yeah, and he was, if I remember right, and the documentary, you can watch it for yourself.
Yes.
The documentary is on Vice
yes
Network.
Yes, Vice Network. The
and
news
and it's
network
on YouTube, too. We
it's
watched
on
it on
yes
YouTube.
It's on YouTube
yeah
also. If you get a chance, watch it. It's actually
it's called The Prophet and the Space Aliens.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Which I thought was going to be too different. In the beginning, my paradigm
title,
thought
yes
was that it was going
sure
to be two different cults or
sure
two different religious organizations we were gonna delve into, but it ends up being the
yeah
same dude.
You're right.
So yeah,
it's
kind of weird.
It's interesting. It's
yeah
yeah.
Okay,
I,
so more background. So he's in the woods,
and
probably doing mushrooms.
These directives or, that you know you need to be nice, you need to be human.
Right.
Mushrooms. Good.
Yeah,
I'm
mushrooms.
Like, yeah, I caught that.
Yeah.
And basically, given we need you to, the aliens tell him.
Yes.
His words, not ours.
Right.
That and he calls the aliens Elohim?
Elohim.
Elohim.
E-L-O-H-I-M.
Yes.
Elohim.
That's what he calls the Father space.
That now, well, now,
which is supposed to be God.
Elohim is the race.
The race, yes.
It's the
yes
the and I'm not sure because it wasn't real clear. I'm not sure if it was the planet that they visited.
I
that's
I don't
Elohim
know
or if
yeah,
it's
I,
the race of people.
It definitely left open for a lot of your own
interpretation yes
and left questions.
And there was a specific one that came, and I forget his name. It started with a W. It's in the documentary.
Yeah.
And because he sang about it when he sang yeah when he got his guitar. Oh, he was a musician too.
He was
at some point.
Too,
yeah,
yeah,
he was a
yeah
guitar
dude's
player.
He's done a lot of jobs. Let me tell you.
Yeah, he's
well,
a,
soul vibe,
he's
yeah,
the what do they call it? The something like master of none of. Jack of all trades and master
yeah
of none. Yes,
that's,
yes,
and that
yes
fits him.
That pretty much fits him.
So
although he is a pretty good prophet. Maybe.
I
but he's not making any profit.
So
but anyway, so
he,
yeah.
So he goes on and he starts spreading the word.
Yes. About this encounter.
This encounter and beliefs.
How you
and,
should love each other.
Yes, and this is the true religion. The other religions are not true. This is true.
Right.
You know, everybody's going to be disappointed because it wasn't God that created us. It was actually these aliens.
Alien creatures.
We all have alien
yeah
DNA.
Oh, yeah. Elohim is the creators.
The creators, yes.
We were all created
we're
by them.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, we are all alien DNA.
Right.
And
yeah,
so
sure
forth.
Yeah,
so on.
Sure.
So he goes on and he goes on. And then there were... Did interviews when he was younger, back in the
yep
late 60s, early 70s.
Which I found to be really strange, so I want to really hit on this. So you go ahead and tell them about it, and then I'll give them my
well
take.
Well, they were questioning. It was BBC
yeah,
out
it was
of
a,
France
something in, yeah
that was doing these interviews with him, and they were hammering him and questioning him
yes
and challenging him.
Yes.
And you could see frustration in his face, but he had a spokesperson.
Yes, he did
back
not...
Back then, he had a spokesperson.
Yeah, he did not speak too much during that interview. He only
yep
spoke a few words that they recapped kneecapped, of course.
Yes.
And but his hand, I'm going to call his handler, was the person that did the most speaking.
Yes, I would call.
So, which I found to be kind of odd, because if you're trying to get a movement going,
true,
the main person needs to be the mouthpiece.
Which, if you, but it, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But if you think about, if you remember what he said and what they're doing now is, he does entire sermons where he
yes.
just meditates.
That's right.
And that
listen to gives, my silence.
Yes, and yes. that gives so. I think yeah, that could have been in there.
That could have been the starting of it. Yeah,
correct.
Well, I mean, we don't know the exact timeline because we only know what we were given in this documentary
on
Vice.
You're correct.
So we don't know 100% if how it evolved.
You're right. And what's interesting is his, we'll call it his staff, his team.
Entourage, I believe, is what is the words he the word he used. Or something to that effect.
We'll use his entourage.
Yes.
But I thought those were just some additional folks, not his management team. I'm talking about
what are they called? Advisors?
Advisors.
Because the guy that he invited to do the documentary, it was became an honorary advisor. And that's what they lured him in with.
And we'll tell you about how all this documentary, how this all played out.
Yeah.
Because it's quite interesting.
Stay tuned, because we're just getting started.
But his advisors.
Yes.
Are all, and I'm not joking, you can confirm their credentials. They're all PhDs.
Yes, all educated, well-educated.
And from what I saw and what I can see, they're all Harvard.
Yeah, there was a lot of Harvard influence.
And they're scientists, historians.
Doctors,
and, you know, MDs, doctors.
Medical doctors.
They can do surgeries the whole nine yards. Wow. And so it's quite interesting, the high level of
education. Yes.
But I don't know if I want to call it brainwashing. I don't know if I'm there yet to call it brainwashing. Because this is not like some of the cults and some of the religious organizations that really truly do brainwash in the traditional sense.
Yeah.
And the true definition of it.
Right. And I think...
I'm not ready to call it brainwashing with this organization yet.
I think you're right. And I struggled with that during the watching of the documentary. Is that it didn't seem to me, like, I mean, there, you know, the doctrine of the different the different religious groups, breakaway religious groups, has always had some kind of a dictation of a way that you're supposed to act, certain things that you're supposed to carry out, like the Manson family, and things like that.
Correct.
You know, whereas this seemed to be the promotion of a free-thinking type lifestyle?
Yes, you're 100% free-thinking, creativity. You can come and go as you please.
Right, yeah.
You will live here.
I found that to be very interesting.
I found myself watching, and you and I briefly talked about this. I had to stop it after so many minutes each time.
Yeah.
Because as I'm watching
just
it,
to process,
I was like, yeah, I want to join.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But then I was
wait. And
then I had to think about, like, wait, no, this next part, this part's a little funky.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, it's a lot of basically being good humans.
Right.
Being kind and nice to each other.
Yes.
Helping each other when possible.
Yeah.
Am I missing?
With some teachings from, like, and I know this, we'll get into why I know this in different episodes, but, like, the Church of Satan teachings, where you're big on, like, self-worth and self, you know, awareness and righteousness and in that, and I found that to be one of the things that just made me I don't want to join because I have other things that I'm doing in my
but
life.
But you know me, I'm crazy enough that I kind of want to just to go mess with them.
Yeah, or just to, like, be able to wear the pendant and go and have everybody just freak out.
I don't want the pendant. I kind of want his outfit here.
Yeah, his outfit was pretty.
That was pretty
very space alien-esque.
I mean,
like, but 1960s sci-fi space alien.
To me, it also had 60s, 70s.
Yes, right.
Comfortable,
yeah.
Almost
very
Liberace feel without the sparkles.
Without the sparkles, yeah.
Yeah, it was pure white.
Yeah, it was pure. Well, and then he did have, if I remember right, and one of the clips, he had, like, a silver lamé type poofy shoulder.
That was his fancy one.
That was his super fancy going out outfit.
Yeah, that's not his regular. I got you. Yes. Sure. No, not his
everyday. His regular outfit was white. It does look very comfortable. It had the weird symbols on it. And just so, if you haven't got a chance to watch the documentary, or you refuse to watch the documentary for obvious reasons.
I can't tell people not to watch it was entertaining.
I encourage everybody to watch it. Yeah. And I hope, we talked about this before I was even able to watch the documentary. I hope Vice is going to continue. And they're going to look into other, follow up on the rail, but also look into other alternative religious groups.
Right. I hope they do that too. So the
What I was going to say about the symbol. Let's talk about the symbol for a minute.
Okay.
The symbol of they never said the word church. And I'm not going to
The symbol of the organization.
The organization is the Star of David.
Yes.
Round gold pendant with the Star of David.
Modified
with a swastika on top.
Yes.
And that's where a lot of people, I think, might start looking at the cult thing.
Well, and that's where it initially started way back when he started everything.
Right.
That people were questioning because of the swastika. We all know it's tied to World War II. However, what people don't understand in general... No, our listeners and our fan base, they're smart. They know.
They know what's going on.
This is for beyond all y'all.
Yeah. This is for the new listeners.
Smart, we know. But this for those that don't know, that it actually has a huge positive history, the swastika.
It's basically the predate to the peace sign.
Yes,
it was. Buddha wears a swastika.
Yes.
And there's other religious
icons. Native
American
cultures and communities. It forever has always been part of their culture and the things that they do. But unfortunately, Hitler had to screw it up and change the whole definition. Well,
just like Charles Manson screwed up Helter Skelter, the song.
I still like it.
Yeah, well, it's been true.
That symbol they do wear around their neck and it's prominent. Even when they're just walking down the street. You can miss it.
It was huge.
Yes, but some of the other ones were smaller. So it just looks like a medallion on a necklace. So if you're not paying attention, you're going to miss it.
To identify the Raelians.
The Raelians, yes. They are called Raelians.
That is, they are the followers of Rael. Raelians.
Yes. So do you want to be a Raelian?
I'm good, I think. I
ain't gonna lie. I think I kind of want to just to mess with people.
Let's put it this way. I wouldn't kick a Raelian out of my house
for
being
nice.
A Raelian.
Yeah, they're pretty
But
nice.
I don't want to join.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. I'm good.
True. Let's talk about the director.
Okay, yes. So, the director is an Israelian.
He's from Israel.
Yeah.
And he's done a wide variety of different... And I apologize, I'm totally losing his name in my mind right now.
Yahweh was the alien that visited Rael in the forest.
Which
Yahweh
is also a term used for God in...
Right, exactly.
In just about every
religion. Predating the Bible,
yes.
I think.
So we definitely have some crossover.
I'm just happy I remembered something.
That was good. So this director, he's done a history of, and he's questioned things in his documentary, especially about the conflicts in the Middle East and Israel. And
a lot of religious-based documentation.
A lot of religious-based and whatnot. Yeah. And he received... call it an email, for lack of a better description, one day.
It was an invitation of sorts
to accept an award, I'm going to call it a good citizen's award.
Yeah.
For the work and the humanitarian work that he's done with his videos. And he's like, well, this is kind of cool. All right, I'll go check it out.
Yeah, I'll take an award.
So he went. And this award has also been offered to, and I say offered and you understand why.
Yeah.
Has been offered to people like...
Madonna. Other humanitarian type people.
Bono's YouTube.
Bono
from YouTube. I want to say Jimmy Carter, but... Don't hold me.
Probably because of his work with Habitat.
I believe so. Yeah. And there's been several people around the world and famous people.
Yeah, have been offered this prestigious award.
Correct. So this director travels to wherever.
Oh, okay. Now let's get the geographic right.
Yes.
So he is
based in Okinawa now.
They're in Okinawa, but his home that was bought for him by that Japanese entourage member is in Slovenia.
Yes, you're correct.
Slovakia?
Slovenia. So they have locations across the world, which plays a part
except for America.
Also. that they announced.
Well, that they announced.
That they talked about. There's a difference.
The mothership landing welcome center may be here. I'm not 100% sure.
In Canada is where that's at.
Oh, is that where that was? Oh, okay, so that's in Canada. Well, anyway.
So he travels, goes to Okinawa, accepts this award, and I gotta tell you.
The director, yeah.
The director of the documentary.
Yeah.
It was a great award ceremony.
It was.
They had music.
Yeah.
They had people cheering and clapping.
Right.
It was pretty good. So he's up there smiling.
The Raelians were there. And if I
remember correctly, if I understood it correctly, that is when he found out he's the only one to accept the award.
He's the only one.
Was during the ceremony to receive the award.
Yeah. Announced during the ceremony.
Yeah.
The very first one that actually responded to our email.
So, I mean, they were cheering and jumping. Right. I mean, it was a good time.
Yeah,
it
was moved. I wanted to get up.
He was a center of attention. He was a superstar, the whole nine yards. Well, then while they're getting the award, that is when I believe it was decided that, you know what, can we film you? Follow you?
And let's make a documentary.
And Rael decided, yes, you can follow me around and come learn what we are and what we're about,
right,
so forth and so on.
Yeah.
So that was interesting how that all got started.
Yes, and I'm glad that they kind of showcased that because
that's important.
I would have questioned at the end how did an Israeli filmmaker, documentary filmmaker, end up like finding out about these guys, because prior to you shooting me that text message I'd never heard of them
well,
either.
Here's the thing is they were involved
because they hadn't killed themselves in a mass suicide.
They hadn't shot up law enforcement
Correct. So Correct. You know, they might have
but
slipped into
there's
obscurity.
One, there's a couple aspects that I find interesting, and we'll talk about this later on down the road, that with as much history that I like and
right.
as much as I pay attention to the news, even the obscure news and you know who's testifying before Congress and whatnot.
Yeah.
I find it interesting. These people stayed off the radar as long. They weren't advertised it anywhere.
Yeah. Well, and
so
because
we'll explain that.
Yeah, the statistics that the one doctor, the woman, female doctor,
yes.
that's like in his entourage,
yes.
said they have about 100,000 members.
Yes.
Worldwide.
Which
seems to be kind of a large group to slip under the radar.
It is. And it's funny because the two groups of followers in the world that they focused on in this was Okinawa, the Japanese, and I'm going to call it a mission because it's multiple citizens from a variety of African countries.
Yes.
So they're all residing in one location, one village, one mission type situation in Africa.
Right. Actually, there were a couple of different countries, or at least city-states in Africa, some of them were the tribe that didn't wear clothing.
Yes.
And then some of them were the ones that were actually very colorfully adorned clothing.
Yes.
So
So
they flashed a couple of different names.
You're correct.
I can't pronounce them because I can't.
You're 100% correct. And it's funny because like the group in Japan, when they had he was doing Rael did a sermon.
Yeah. Let's
and
just
that's
call
what
it
he
that.
Says
yeah.
that. You know, that was a meditation sermon.
Yes.
Where learn from my silence.
Yes.
And if you watch the media people that were there, now granted they were part of the group.
They were part of the group, yes.
They were.
Especially
they
the one
had,
with the weird microphone, yeah.
Oh, he was a trip.
Oh, yeah, he was crazy.
He had a smile from ear to ear.
Yes.
And just
he
like, I
loving
am.
Loving life.
And he felt, as you can see in his eyes, he was before his version of God.
Or at least Jesus.
Jesus. Filming it. And,
right.
And then when Rael was finished being quiet, they all cheered. And the director had a smile and he was clapping politely, but he had the kind of smile that were, are you kidding me? What the heck is going on here?
Right.
So very, very interesting.
It was infectious. It seemed to me to be infectious.
Yes.
The
kindness,
the jubilance, and all that. Yeah.
I totally agree.
It was very infectious.
Totally agree.
We probably, if we went to a live event, we might get sucked in. we might have to buy the pendant. But I ain't drinking the Flavor Aid.
You know what? I would, just for fun.
The Flavor Aid?
Yeah.
No, you don't want the Flavor Aid.
You don't want
the Jim Jones Flavor Aid. I'm talking Jim Jones.
No, not that Flavor Aid.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that Flavor Aid.
We'll cover that one at a later date.
Right.
I kind of want to go join an experience just for the experience. Just to see, because it's, I don't want to say comical, but I chuckle.
Yeah.
Not in a mocking way. That was absolutely stupid.
Yeah.
Makes you chuckle.
I had a smile on my face. I watched it late at night.
Yeah.
Just as a disclaimer. Yeah. I watched it after I got home from work. But I had a big smile on my face during those. I mean, you kind of get into it. It's like, especially when you got half naked chicks dancing around it, like it's birthday parties and stuff.
Which
like
is
that.
Interesting that you bring that up, because that's one of the controversies with the cult, is that people, outsiders, critics have claimed they're nothing but a sex cult. It's all about orgy rompings. And,
yes, that was one of the things they dealt with.
Drugs and rock and roll, which in fact it's actually not.
Right.
While a lot of cults do have you required that the leader of it will sleep with everybody.
You have to give up your wife.
Whenever he says, give up your children.
Blah blah blah.
Well, in this case, is they promote all versions of sexuality.
Yes. Yeah, which is weird. Yeah, homosexual,
heterosexual.
Yeah, multiple partners.
Yes. The only criteria is there's no forcing.
Yeah. So I've got to be consensual.
Everybody has to be consensual and willing.
Yeah.
And you choose.
Yeah.
Each person chooses. It doesn't say, okay, you 15 people go do this. No, it's not that. You literally choose what you're willing to do and what you want to do.
Right.
And how far you
want to
go.
Which is different than any other alternative religious organization.
Correct. Now, it's been brought up that he's a sex maniac, egotistical, narcissist.
I could see that.
The whole thing. I can see it too.
Yeah, yeah.
However, the one area that does concern me is that his wife.
Yeah. Well, he was married before
he had a previous marriage. Yes, he's previously married.
And a child.
And the reason they glazed over, and I thought the judge did a good job explaining it, is that they're can't find them.
Yeah.
They're alive. They know for a fact because they moved to another country.
To Argentina, I believe. From France.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
They changed their name.
Yes.
They've completely, both first and last names, they changed their names.
Probably out of embarrassment, not out of fear.
Embarrassment, and we don't know about fear.
Well, we don't know about fear.
Because, again, nobody's talked to them.
Yeah.
Both the child and the mother, his ex-wife, are gone, out of the picture.
Yeah.
He went and married a 16-year-old.
The Russian ballet dancer.
Yes, she was a Russian ballet dancer. He saw her, and this is when he was younger, and he still had his handler.
Yes,
with him, and he ended up marrying.
I think he still has his handler.
He was like, when he did that. Here's the issue. Yes, it's another country, and they view the age of consent differently.
I'm not sure. We're not dispelling any false information, but it stands to reason that the age of a person.
Fair enough.
To consent is
correct.
Lower.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Fair enough. But he was like 35.
Yeah, he was 35 and she was 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think I need to tell everybody how. There's some serious issues there.
Kind of weird. Yeah.
And she's still with him.
And she's part of the entourage.
She's part of the entourage. Yeah.
And she's got super long hair, which is just kind of creepy. And it's red.
Not bright red.
She doesn't dye it, but it's naturally
redhead.
But it's super long.
Yeah.
And it's just weird.
It is very weird. It's very odd, but he's had multiple partners over the years.
Yes, and continues to have multiple
partners. His birthday party, half of the people were naked.
Yes, some of them were dancing. Yeah, it was weird.
The birthday one, out of everything we watched, the birthday, I thought, this is kind of odd.
Yeah, I could see where if somebody only saw that part.
Oh yeah, then yeah.
Then they would think, this is a wild sex cult.
Yeah. That's what we saw. I think that was in Japan.
Yeah, wherever.
So we haven't even talked about their chapter in Africa.
Yeah, or chapters.
When watching this, they seem brainwashed to me. They were so.
They were very enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic to the point of.
Questionably
decisions they're making. I mean, like. We will give our lives for you.
Right.
They were very intelligent, knew what they were doing.
Yes.
But their belief in him was...
Yeah, that was where the main Harvard educated woman came into play.
Yes, which is it, and because they were doing some good, and I don't disagree with this humanitarian work that they
did. Right.
So what they were doing, and they raised enough money, and they were able to build a full-blown hospital with surgery center.
Yes.
But they only specialized in one type of surgery.
Yes.
And that was repairing female genitalia that was
mutilation
when they were younger. Because unfortunately, we know that in Africa,
from that region,
a good portion of that region is, they believe in genitalia, female mutilation
of their genitalia
because,
well, a specific part of their genitalia, the whole thing,
the clitoris, to keep them in line,
right, to keep them from having sex for pleasure
only to produce babies, the whole yards.
And that is the largely Muslim influence in some of those regions, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember,
zealotly,
yes, correct,
Muslim,
correct,
religious,
correct, yeah. So, and that's definitely Neanderthal thinking there.
Yes,
there's
exactly,
no question about
sure.
it. We all know that's outdated. We know that's how wrong that is, etc. Well, they did the humanitarian process. They built the hospital through donations and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they started performing surgeries.
Yes.
To repair and so that, you know,
women could feel pleasure.
The whole nine yards.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, the government came in after 25 surgeries, I think, they were able to...
Somewhere around there,
And shut them down, pulled their medical license, pulled all their permits.
I'm not 100% sure that wasn't a local warlord, too, though. I mean, there's a lot of warlord stuff going on.
That dude seemed like a warlord.
Yeah, exactly.
But
he was
technically a prime minister.
No.
Basically saying that, how dare they come in here and do this? They don't have any legal right to do this.
Yeah.
This,
what are they doing, meddling
our
in our business?
In our business. Yeah, correct. Yeah. So, obviously, again, it was humanitarian work they were doing.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with it.
I didn't have a problem with it either. I do feel... The only thing that was kind of like a yellow flag for me on that part was there are plenty of other things going on in African countries that require medical that they don't have.
Yes.
To focus on that.
Which
gives
validity back to this is strictly about a sex cult.
Yeah, because it's in line with the teachings of the love and the non-violence.
Yes.
Non-violence was another platform that he was a big proponent of.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So.
And what's interesting is this whole time as they're following him, when the director would start asking him questions, he was pretty open. I mean, he was honestly answering the questions, but there was a few times he just turned and walked away, and then his advisor stepped in.
Yes.
So there were certain things, obviously, they were
still
trying
has
to hide
handlers.
And not keeping, not speaking of and whatnot.
Right.
I think one of the big issues, or what brought them the mainstream media, and it didn't come out there really fast, was that when cloning became an issue in the 90s, they were the first ones to come out and claim that they had a fully functioning human baby that was completely cloned.
Yes.
And they made national news, and here's the thing with me watching news, I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember it at all either.
Well,
I do know, take that back. There was some other country that claimed
France,
that they had cloned.
France.
Well, that's probably him then. It's probably Rael.
if I remember, because...
It was a medical thing or something.
Yeah,
like
an
actual medical group, weird, kooky medical group.
What's interesting is when Congress started, when the cloning idea came up, and Congress, of course, they have nothing else to do, so what they do, they had congressional hearings.
Sure.
So they invited Rael to be there.
Yes.
To provide expert testimony on it because his organization was able to clone.
Right. Or claimed they could.
Claimed is it, because back then they said, okay, produce it.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't do it. And even to this day, they still...
Yes.
They've backed off that. Well, in this documentary, the head cloning doctor,
yes,
who's his communications director,
yes,
she basically admitted, we didn't. It's just the thought and the idea that we could.
Well, and
she admitted, she basically, to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but she basically admitted that they lied about it.
They lied about it, yeah. Because part of the teachings of the Elohim,
yes,
was cloning. That we were all... We're all clones of the, you know...
Correct. Which
alien
goes
overlords.
Back to deja vu, goes back to
also
reincarnation.
Yes.
Some of us feel like we were in a different time, et cetera, et cetera.
Because the underlying teachings of Raelianism, I guess. That's an extra couple of syllables.
I like it. Sure. I like it. It works.
Is, you know, eternal life and how to live forever and how to... And they're claiming that cloning is the secret to eternal life.
Yes.
And I'm sure Rael will be the first one to be cloned because he seems to be that egotistical.
Yeah, you're right.
That he wants to live forever.
You're right.
And experience lots of things forever.
I definitely found it very interesting with this cult. And I'm telling you the truth, I kind of want to go watch.
Yeah.
I kind of want to just visit.
Yeah.
You know?
It'd be interesting to find some more. Like, they need a website.
Preferably in Japan.
Yeah. If they're watching, you guys need to up your, like, your marketing game.
Your marketing game.
A little bit. And get a website going. Let's get some videos going.
We see a whole bunch of other crappy commercials.
Let's see some church. To Rael commercials. And they do have some kind of media outlet because there were some clips. They made especially when they were raising money for the hospital in Africa for the reconstruction. They put together some little videos.
Which was comical.
It's kind of weird. You'll see it if you watch the
documentary. And then if any of you are interested, you can do a Google search. I will not give you the email address intentionally. You have to find it on your own if you're interested.
Right.
But once you pull them up, I will tell you we'll call it what they're about or who they are.
Yeah.
Their bio.
Their about page. Yeah.
Their bio page is 27 pages long.
Okay. Yes.
It's going to take you a minute to go through.
It's going
to
take a few. Yeah. So get a cup of coffee and sit back.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Sure.
But I did find interesting towards the end of the documentary, and you all can watch it, that they said he's sick.
Yes. They did allude to the fact that he's not doing well.
And they don't know if he'll ever speak again to everybody or do it like interviews anything more because they don't know how much longer he has time here on Earth.
Yes. But he speaks several languages too, which I found pretty interesting.
So he speaks several of the
dialects of Africa. Of course,
Japanese,
French,
English.
Yeah.
I think some Russian.
Yeah. I did hear a couple of Russian words.
Then again, he is from a European country.
That's true. They have better education than we have.
Anyway, so very, very interesting. I encourage everybody to get a chance.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Yes.
The documentary. Make your own opinion on it.
Sure.
And if any of you decide to join, shoot me an email. I'm curious.
Yeah. And just as a disclaimer, too, that it's a two-hour documentary.
Yes.
Half of the documentary is...
Following Rael.
The other half is the host, let's say.
The host.
And the director having kind of a exchange for another hour.
Their actual, you know, their experience.
Wrapping up and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So you don't have to sit there for 2 hours.
Correct.
Just sit there for the first hour at least. So,
So definitely very interesting and whatnot. So, I actually enjoyed it.
Yes.
So, because it falls into what the buddy increase.
What's the buddy increase?
But it was definitely something different.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily.
For sure.
I won't classify it as evil. I don't know. I never got that vibe.
I do know that the director.
Some inappropriateness.
Well, there's a bit of inappropriateness. Yeah.
But I don't know how else to classify it as.
Yeah.
As other than an organization where people think a little different.
Yes. I didn't get any feeling at any point, and I came into it a little bit biased that this guy's a freaking nut job.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't make sense to me. But
when I saw his outfit, I'm like, I'm sold.
Where do I sign up? Is there a Join Us Now page on their website?
Exactly.
Here's all my personal information and my bank account number.
Exactly. All right. Well, for those of you that are watching on any
YouTube?
Of the video platforms, YouTube, for example, make sure you hit the subscribe button.
Yes.
Make sure you hit the like button.
The bell notification. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if you want to hit the dislike, that's okay.
Yeah.
We can learn from and make things better.
That's right.
Hit the like button.
I mean, what's it really going to hurt you?
Exactly.
I mean, like, we're going to inundate your inbox with, like, stuff.
And for all those of you who are listening, same thing goes with you guys. You know how to get a hold of us at WTBNK.
Social media platforms.
All the social media platforms. And remember, it was a Gmail email account.
Yes.
Otherwise, we hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for joining us. And we'll have more videos for you soon.
More
podcasts for you also. So, sir, pleasure as always.
Yes.
Shoot us an email. Tell us what you think about the lounge.
What you think.
So, all right. Peace out.
Bye.